I think most people are back now. Yeah, I think we can probably start now. That's got 11 minutes past, almost 12 minutes past. That's close enough. Is many more people outside, Nicholas? This is the last boarding call. Would all passengers please come to the departure lounge where the aircraft departing to Nibbana will be leaving in 2 minutes' time. Only a few. Okay. I think that should be okay because the first 5 minutes of the loving kindness meditation is always done quietly just to get oneself into a peaceful state of mind. So find your seats. Sit down. And for those of you who haven't done one of my guided loving kindness meditations, you will know that it begins just with a bit of quietness, and then once we have enough mindfulness and comfort in our body, then we can turn to loving kindness. And in order to generate loving kindness, I usually use an object, an imaginary object, which I find personally easy to generate feelings of warmth and compassion towards. So for me, feelings of loving kindness are very easily generated when I visualize finding an abandoned kitten. If you don't like cats, you could use a dog, you can use a baby, something which is helpless and vulnerable, which really needs your kindness and protection and just basic care. Without that, they would die. It gives an imperative and an extra importance to giving loving kindness to this being. So I usually start with an imagination of an abandoned kitten. And when I say kitten, you can use another word, like baby or little dog or rabbit or a little bird you may find who is laying on the path which needs your help, whatever it is. And then from there, you can follow my guidance if you wish to get some beautiful feelings of kindness which you can grow and spread all over. But first of all, be kind to your body. You can feel it now. I'm being aware of all the feelings in my body now. My legs are a bit tired because I've been sitting. I didn't get up to go to the toilet. My butt, I can feel the pressure on the cushion. And my stomach, I had a very lovely breakfast, I can still see the fullness of my stomach. Each one of those, just by looking at it, by being aware of it, and being kind. Just being kind to my tummy now. Just by being kind, I can feel those sensations more prominently. But with the kindness, the tightness, the tension there, it's already starting to vanish. I've done this so often. It's like I know you can have an ache or a pain. You know how to just let it disappear. I think physically I'm relaxing muscles around my knees and my tummy. And as those muscles relax, things flow through the body much more easily, and the tightness vanishes and with it the pain, or the ache, or the sense of discomfort. I can notice even in my head, I can't even call it a headache. It's like a pre-headache. I can feel some tightness and tension there. And if I didn't give that kindness, imagine that feeling there, the tightness, whatever it is, the blockage. Once I start to imagine that blockage expanding, loosening, the mindfulness gives me the feedback that discomfort is disappearing. And that kindness, which I spread to my body first of all, you can see its results, you can feel its results. They're immediate. Tightness in my intestines now vanish. Tightness in my chest just loosened up. Everywhere my body is tending to like open up, become at ease. It's like every part of it is resting on the softest of cotton cushions. No tension at all. My body relaxes. Relaxes deeply. When it's got to a certain level of relaxation, then I know that I've cared for my body enough. It's not perfect, but it's more than good enough. And I can turn to my mind. First of all, I see if I can notice how peaceful I am. You've got a lot of duties afterwards, but right now, you've got nothing to do. Just to be here and be welcoming to whatever comes in to your mind and be calm. And you can feel peace. Peace lives in the mind. It doesn't live anywhere else. It's not in the body. Peace lives in the mind. It's very attractive once you notice it. You can learn to be that peace. Not to own it, not to look at it from outside, but to feel it from the inside. You are peace. And once the peace is kind of established, so is your mindfulness. And you're ready to start the meditation on loving-kindness. Like all meditations, the preparation is really important, what you do before. So now I begin the loving-kindness meditation. I imagine I'm walking down some street in some city. And I hear this sound. I recognize it straight away. It's the sound of a small animal. And it carries with it pain, fear. I just imagine this is a small being who's abandoned, hungry, and cold. This being has got no mother or father to protect it. It's alone in this cold, hard, competitive world. I imagine that many times it's called out for help. And every time so far, its calls have been met even with violence, scratches, bites, chased away. When I hear that sound, I can't resist but going closer, following the sound to its source, and when I get close enough, in the dark corner of a lonely alley, in the middle of that corner, I see these two eyes looking at me with that strange combination of fear and hope. I notice those are little kittens' eyes. Kittens are usually so trusty, so full of play and energy and fun with their life. This one, though, terrified. So I go as close as I can and I start talking to that cat. Dear little kitten, I care for you. Honestly, the door of my heart is open for you. Don't be afraid, I will never harm or hurt you. I will care for you. I've got lots of friends and disciples, and they will offer me food for you. Cat food if you like, or bits of chicken, whatever you need, little cat. I can care for you, and I will care for you. I will protect you. I watch you grow from a little kitten to a small cat to a full cat, full-bodied cat. I like cats. I can always adopt another one. And I say this with as much sincerity as I can convey, just with words and just with the softness in my eyes. And I say, this little kitten hiding in the corner, come out an inch or two. I can see more of its face. It is a kitten. See some of its body. Its poor body. A cat's fur is usually so well kept, clean, smooth, groomed. This little kitten has got all these scabs of blood over it. It's really thin, you can see the bones protruding through its fur. This little kitten must be so hungry, so hurt. I can kind of imagine every time it's trusted somebody, it's been let down and hurt, scratched. And the scars, all those blood clots on its skin, show me that poor little kitten has gone through so much pain. As I keep spreading my loving kindness to this little being, it keeps its eye contact with me. I can kind of sense that the eyes are beginning to soften. More trust is coming, less fear. You can kind of read the cat's, the little kitten's mind. Perhaps, this man is going to be kind to me. He's going to feed me, heal me, cuddle me, love me, care for me. The little kitten needs that so much. So then I stretch out my hand so slowly towards the little kitten. I have to stretch it out slowly There's any fast move, and that kitten will get so scared. To build up its last possibility of trust is really difficult. I've already got so far. I keep that hand extending. Little kitten, I will never harm you. I care for you. I'll protect you, feed you, keep you warm and safe. And soon my hand can extend far enough to touch that little kitten. I feel its fur, it's dirty. I've touched many kittens in my life, and cats, and their fur is always like satin, it's smooth and clean. This poor little kitten, it's like a mop you use to clean the floor, it's dirty. And you can feel the blood caked on its skin. Poor little kitten. So look, I'll never harm or hurt you. And you can see its eyes soften. And it allows me to very, very slowly and carefully put my hand over this kitten's, under this kitten's belly, and lift it up so slowly. This is a time I have to be really careful. Move too fast or hurt that little kitten slightly, unintentionally, and that kitten will jump away and never trust anybody ever again and will die. Die alone, cold, afraid. I pick it up slowly, always keeping eye contact, because that's the way you can communicate with animals, is just through the eyes and the words. Even though the animals may not know exactly what you're saying, they know from the tone of what you're saying what the meaning is. And I pick that little kitten up. I bring it so slowly to my chest, on the brown robes of my chest. As I bring that kitten closer to me, it lets me. And then very carefully, I put it on my chest and hold it safely, carefully, but not tightly. I want to make the little kitten feel if it needs and thinks it needs to jump away, it can. I'm not the prison officer. And I hold it as I'm holding it. I stand to feel. This is how I feel the sensation of loving kindness. It's a tingling feeling on my chest area. And I start to notice that's already been generated. Started already the feeling of loving kindness as it manifests on my tummy. And that's right next to the kitten's body. So that energy, I also visualize it like a golden light, the golden light of loving kindness, going through my body from my heart into that kitten's body. That poor little bundle of fur and bones, hardly any flesh there at all. Kitten must be so hungry. I hold it softly, and I spread this loving kindness right to its back paws, its little feet, up to its tail, stumpy tail, through its whole body to its front paws, back up to its neck, to its head. Spend this beautiful, healing, loving kindness to the tip of its ears, to its face, its little nose, and to all parts of its whiskers, to every part of that body. This is like an energy which manifests the words, I care for you, and I will look after you. I'll feed you, give you some milk, whatever cats like, whatever you like, cat. I will clean you, wash you, make sure you become healthy again. And all this time I'm holding it on my chest. And I feel that tingling of my chest, and the sign, the physical manifestation of loving kindness gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And as it gets stronger and it warms this little kitten, I hear this little kitten start purring. It actually feels safe. It's taken that chance of trusting me. And it will never let, I will never let it down. This little kitten on my chest, falling asleep. Even though it's hungry, thirsty. The ability just to relax so much, to be able to sleep. I don't know if cats have dreams, but that little kitten will dream of its future, well fed, cared for, with someone it can play with and trust. We'll protect it and let it grow. Dear little kitten, I care for you. And I go back to my chest area, and that feeling gets stronger and stronger and stronger. This is only a visual exercise, but my goodness, I can feel that tingle of loving kindness in my chest. Strong enough now, I can replace the image. I put the cat, little kitten, imagine putting it into a nice little warm, safe little basket with some food next to it. When it wakes up, it can eat. And then I imagine a real person, somebody in this world who needs loving kindness. I imagine them as if they're standing in front of me. Imagine a being I've known for so many years who's been diagnosed with, say, cancer. I imagine one in front of me. And when I can imagine them, I smile at them. From my eyes to their eyes, kindness starts to flow. My dear friend, please do not feel afraid. You need loving kindness just as much as my imaginary kitten friend needs loving kindness. May you be well and happy, free of any pain or fear or any disease. So I start sending this beautiful golden light of loving kindness from my heart through my chest to this real being. He may be here, maybe somewhere else. And I send that to him. It's like I put the energy from my heart right into their heart, and from their heart down to their feet and their toes, up and down to the tips of their fingers, right up through their neck, which has the tumour, right up to their head, all over. My dear friend, I'm sending you this, all this energy for your health and well-being, lack of fear. May you be free, free from fear, free from pain, free from any difficulty. May all the tumours in your body, wherever they are, may they all get smaller and smaller and smaller until they disappear. Loving kindness can do that. And the more I spread that loving kindness through my chest to this real being, the more loving kindness I have. It's like you're lighting the fires of kindness in your chest so much. It's really getting warm. And when you've finished dousing this friend, associate with your loving kindness, now you can send it further without opening your eyes. Imagine all the people in this room, men and women from all the different countries of the world. I will never harm you. I will never hurt you. All the energy of my loving kindness goes to each one of you. The more I give, the more powerful this loving kindness energy becomes. And I ask you to do the same. Without opening your eyes, just think of all the people in this room, all the associates you spent the last 9 days or 10 days with, caring for one another unconditionally, no matter who you are. May we all be happy, free of disease, free of concerns or worry. May we all relax so deeply. You don't have to get anything here. You are my friends. You will always be my friends. Yes, I'm supposed to be a teacher, but I mentioned to a few of you, I regard you more like family. My friends I've known on the path of meditation. So you spread this loving kindness like a web of golden energy from each one of us to everybody else in this room. May you all be happy, well, free, peaceful, with no problems in your life, no health problems. May you all be able to enjoy this day and this world and all your friends. Never ever think you're ever alone again. We care for one another. Until that energy of loving kindness gets even stronger. It becomes like these rays of golden light spreading so powerfully. These walls and this roof cannot contain it. It goes through these walls. Through these walls to everybody else in this jhana grove. To Christina, who's probably outside, making sure this video is working. To Scotty, who does all the physical stuff here. To everybody else in jhana grove. May you all be well and happy. I mean that. No troubles with your health. Lots of power in your meditation. Freedom and joy. For those of you who don't quite understand what joy is and how it's generated, may this meditation give you that gift. The gift how to notice the joy in this moment. In you. And to sustain it and let it grow stronger and stronger. As this loving kindness grows. Until again it cannot be held within the bounds or the walls of this retreat center. It goes over the road to Bodhinyana Monastery. So all those monks I ordained, all those monks who've been staying in Bodhinyana Monastery, the Anagarika is still there, the novices, the kangaroos, the bull ants, the birds, the parrots, who are probably already congregating for their lunch. May all the beings in Bodhinyana Monastery be at peace. Free from worry, concern. May they all be so peaceful, they can feel this joy. The bliss we which grows in silence in their minds. And they all feel that and grow and know that people do care for you, even people you've never seen before. Send you all the energy of their kindness. And the more they send, just the stronger it gets in your heart. So you start spreading this loving kindness even further to all the birds in the sky. Up Carnot Road to the prison, Kingsbury Drive, sorry, to the prison. To all those people there who are suffering, have done some terrible things, but are not terrible people. May all the inmates and the officers and the animals at Carnot Prison Farm feel free, feel that you're cared for, you belong. The loving kindness goes even further. To all the villages and towns and cities, to the town of Serpentine, which we use, they care for us, we're really caring for them now. Up into Perth, great city, Mandurah, down to Bunbury and Albany, up to Ajahn Santutis, Kusala Vihara, to all the churches and mosques, to the pubs, the football grounds where Aussies like playing footy. To all of you, the door of my heart, our heart, is fully open to you with kindness and respect. May you all be happy and well in all the hospitals and all the institutions where people who have had physical or mental injuries are staying. May all of you know that you can be confident again. You can trust one another. Your ways of seeing can change. So you feel not alone, not needing to defend yourself. That you're trusted and you give trust to others. We care for you. This loving kindness gets stronger. It can't stay in one city. That loving kindness just starts spreading like this golden light. It goes over the Nullarbor Desert, over to the eastern coast, through Adelaide and Melbourne and Sydney and Queensland, the whole of Australia, to New Zealand, over to Indonesia. You feel it like it's golden light getting bigger and bigger. The more it expands, the more intense it gets. So it goes over from Indonesia to Singapore, where many of you come from. All your friends and relations, even your enemies too, doesn't matter. They need it probably more. May all beings in your homeland be happy and well. Feel they don't need to be miserable. They don't need to be unkind. When they feel so much kindness from you, it will change the way they look at life. It's that little kitten, you give it kindness, and it starts to trust everybody. Up to Thailand, Burma, Malaysia, over to Hong Kong, to China, Taiwan, Burma, over to India and Sri Lanka, Japan, over to Russia and Ukraine. Loving kindness doesn't judge, doesn't exclude. It goes to every being. If you're being cruel, it's mostly because you've been misinformed, badly conditioned. May all people in this world be at peace, and feel the power of that loving kindness to never ever want to harm or hurt another human being, or animal, or bird, or insect. You spread the loving kindness over to the United States and Canada and Mexico, or the whole of Europe as well. Many of you from Europe, to your friends, your relations, your loved ones, wherever they are now, may you be peaceful and happy. I care for you, and the mind does have power to do this. May you be inspired to forgive, to be kind to your own body and own mind, and kind to the bodies and minds of all those people who live with you. May you feel the joy and the bliss and the freedom of loving kindness. As soon as loving kindness covers the whole planet Earth, not just the cities and the land, but all of the oceans and islands and polar ice caps, up into the air, down into the ground, as you bathe this world with loving kindness. And you pause there for a moment. And you may notice you've left somebody out. Spread this beautiful, powerful loving kindness over the whole planet Earth to all beings except yourself. So last of all, without opening your eyes, you can imagine standing in front of a full-length mirror. And you see your image in the mirror, this human who bears your name, who's gone through so much history in your life so far, not all pleasant, some very difficult, painful things. That's your life, that's you. And you say to this image, me, the person I can never get away from, wherever I go in this world, you go with me. So, may I be happy and well. May I be free from fear. May I have permission to enjoy this moment and enjoy my life. I never want to criticize myself when I make mistakes. May I learn from each of those mistakes, accept, acknowledge, learn, forgive, and grow as a human being. That's what this life is here for, to make mistakes, learn, and grow into a better human being. May I be free from pain and sickness. May I be able to enjoy these moments, not being concerned of what I'm going to get out of this, but just enjoying how far I've come. As you give yourself this loving kindness energy, right up to the top of your head, tips of your ears, to every fingertip, and down your legs to your toes, throughout your whole body, may I be free from pain, fear and sickness. And you spread this loving kindness to your own body. Sincerely, you deserve it. And then coming to the close of the meditation, you spread all this loving kindness over the whole planet Earth and to yourself. Now imagine drawing all of that light, of that loving kindness energy, drawing it back into Australia, drawing it back into Perth, but leaving the warmth outside. The warmth will care and cure many people's anxieties and fears and sicknesses. But bring all the light back inside till it comes into purse, into serpentine, into jhana grove, into this hall, into your body, into your chest, like this concentrated, intense golden light of loving kindness. A ball of energy which is so soft and kind and healing. And imagine it sitting over your heart, with your heart being like a fully opened white lotus. This golden light hovering above it. And then very slowly, let that white lotus close to contain that seed of loving kindness inside of it. A pure white lotus holding the seed, the golden light of loving kindness, to use at another time and another place. Please keep your eyes closed as I give you the final blessing. Nati me saranang anyang Buddho me saranang varang Etena satcha vajena Soti te ho tu sabada Nati me saranang anyang Dhammo me saranang varang Etena satcha vajena Soti te ho tu sabada Nati me saranang anyang Sangho me saranang varang Etena satcha vajena Soti te ho tu sabada.